Ben, how do you balance not worrying about the weather and being prepared for the weather?
You know, we're good with the weather.
But you have to be prepared for it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're good with it. We're looking forward to it.
We'll start at right tackle. What are you locked in at that point, or is that?
No, tomorrow's a big day for us, so we'll take a look. A couple different guys tomorrow and see how they perform in practice.
Coach, you've had recent guys, several guys named to the All-Pro teams. What does it say about your squad this year, and how proud are you to see those guys represent the organization in such a way?
Yeah, I think it's great. They're great individual honors. It's great for them and their teammates, and it's exciting to see.
What have you thought about your team's preparation this week?
I think we've had some tremendous energy. The focus has been good. Today was a good mental day for us. Tomorrow will be good to get to launch. Again, get some speed going, but guys have been focused and dialed in.
You used Odell as a punt returner, just kind of situation in the playoffs, kind of anything goes there?
We may mix them in, yeah.
We've made a lot about you playing young guys. Does their leash get shorter in the playoffs?
The leash gets shorter.
And put how, you know, going through those growing pains.
No, early in the season, we made a commitment to play our young players. We were confident in our young players. We knew there were going to be some lumps. We'd have to learn along the way, make some corrections. I was confident in the staff and the players that we'd learn from those mistakes. And this is when you have to cash in on those opportunities.
And at safety, Leon's obviously had some playoff experience. How much of a factor can that be for you guys, for him to be in there?
Yeah, you know, experience is great. Experience is great, but at the end of the day, it's about the preparation. And Leon, we trust that he's going to be prepared. We trust that everyone's going to prepare. And I'd rather have a prepared player than an experienced player. Preparation is the most important thing.
Have you locked in on who will start there, or is that still about still?
It's still up in the air. We'll go out and take a look tomorrow. Everyone's going to play, but we'll go out and take a look tomorrow and see how we perform.
And did you hear any words of good luck from Tom
Coughlin? We'll keep our personal conversations personal. Thanks for asking.
Mike said that it was the coldest practice they've ever had in Green Bay today. Or yesterday, I think it was. Does that worry you at all, that they're there in that weather and you guys are?
Man, we look forward to playing. So we're excited to get out there in the elements and play some football.
And does your checklist about what you need to accomplish change when you're in the playoffs, on the road, in a game situation?
I mean, we have to find a path of victory. That's the most important thing. This time of year, there are several ways the game could go, and we have to play the game as it unfolds on our own path.
You've been one to encourage the players to speak to each other on Friday, have someone speak to like the defense. How has that been a plus for you guys?
I think it builds togetherness. I think we have a close locker room. We have a high integrity locker room. The guys do a great job of communicating, and it helps you learn about each other.
Odell's numbers are best in the fourth quarter, late in games. Is there anything you see about him that makes sense of why that is?
I thought we couldn't get the ball to him in the second half.
No, it's the first
play. Oh, okay. Oh. No, I you know,
I thought you don't listen.
Odell's
you don't read or listen.
Odell's a good player. We try to get him touches whenever we can get him touches, and when he touches the ball a lot, we have a better chance to win the ball game.
With regard to snacks, has he brought what you envisioned to your run defense, and how can you characterize his impact on what you guys have done from last year to this year?
Yeah, snacks is first and foremost, he's a man of integrity, tremendous leadership, works hard at his game, his techniques and his fundamentals. And, at that position, you have to enjoy watching others have success to do your job well, and he seems to fit into that mold.
You said right tackle up in the air, just kind of interested, why would that be the case? And Bobby was pretty much a starter.
Yeah, we're gonna take a look at practice tomorrow and see how it goes.
How much of a difference has it made having Justin P. back for the last several weeks?
Yeah, Justin's played some good football for us, and he's had a good week of preparation so far, and look forward to that to continue tomorrow.
What makes him a good run blocker?
Makes him a good run blocker. He's a big, strong man who has the right mindset.
You mentioned the other day that, the playoffs, one play can kind of change a season, change history. I mean, what's the most impactful play of your playoff experiences, do you think?
The most impactful play?
Yeah, what play do you think most changed history with you around?
You know, I'd probably say in the Super Bowl, Aaron hitting Greg Jennings down the middle on a big third down on a four-minute drive was pretty impactful.
You went there the first time. Eric Flowers had a rough game. How much does that concern you going into this game that they're going to try and do the same things that they did? I think they had Daniels over.
Yeah, I mean, their front does a great job getting after the quarterback. They're very talented there. They do a nice job scheme-wise with their picks and their twists and their stunts. And we've had a good week preparing for it. I'm sure they'll have some things in there, some wrinkles. And they're well-coached, and we have to be ready to handle the twists, the stunts, and the straight rushes, and be ready to adjust on the course of the game if there's anything new.
Do you maybe have to give your edge guys a little more help, being that you're on the road in this kind of atmosphere?
Yeah, we feel good about the plan. We feel good about the week of preparation so far, and we'll have to be ready to adjust on the course of the game.
Coach, Green Bay has recently discovered a new weapon in Ty Montgomery. How difficult is it to defend a guy like that, knowing he's technically not even a running back, but listed as a receiver?
Yeah, he's a weapon for him, whether you hand him the ball. He's doing a nice job progressing as a back. He's a weapon out of the backfield. He can run the ball, and we'll run the ball and do it in a nice clip, but they can throw it to him out of the backfield, and he can create some matchups there.
Did the big play King made on Sunday change maybe what his role could be going forward? Did that trade something?
Again, we'll take a look tomorrow, see how things shake out, but it was encouraging to see him get by the defense and look the ball in. He did a nice job holding the line. Made a big play for us.